And now, Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories. And now,
tonight, Gangbusters presents the case of the elusive leader, in which a ready gun is a must. Lead is for squealers, and a handkerchief is a deceptive clue as California police attempt to shoot holes in an airtight alibi.
Tonight, Gangbusters has asked the Honorable Fletcher Bowron, mayor of the city of Los Angeles, to narrate by proxy the case of the elusive leader. Mayor Bowron, while most of our listeners know a lot about your great city of Los Angeles, I doubt that many are aware of the huge law enforcement problem that confronts your police department.
Well, Roger Forster, the 4,300 authorized sworn personnel, plus several hundred civilian employees, the Los Angeles Police Department, are charged with enforcing the law on over 450 square miles of territory. Day and night, our police patrol over 5,000 miles, improved streets in this, the third largest city in the nation, based on estimated population. Our police have to be ready to face any sort of emergency at any instant. In tonight's case is one example of the problems involved.
We're anxious to hear the facts, Mayor Bowron.
The case begins in Los Angeles during the war year of 1943. In the public interest, the names of the principal characters involved in this story, along with those of the police officers, are fictitious. It was just after dark. Two men stood in the doorway of an underworld haunt. They were watching some young hoodlums.
Tony.
Yeah, Hooker?
What's Whitey and Shrimp doing over there, picking that lunch?
Whitey's supposed to be at the hideout. I told him to...
Hold it. Cops coming.
Hey, you guys, what do you think you do?
Holy smokes, Whitey beat the cop with his gun.
That stupid fool, that cop might recognize him the next time. He should have killed him. How many times have I told you,
guys? There
goes
Whitey around the corner. He's getting to the hideout that way.
They'll fix his wagon. You got the rest of the boys waiting?
Yeah, Hooker, that's what you said. They have him at the hideout. They have him waiting. That's what you said.
Shut up, Tony. Come on, let's get in there.
Yeah, boss, yeah.
Okay, man, the boss, line up.
All right, everybody. Put your guns on the table for inspection. This gun's okay. Whose gun's this?
Let's see. That's Whitey's.
Yeah, Hooker, that's mine. What's your idea hitting me?
A lot of reasons, Whitey. One for bunging that job with that cop. Grab him, boys.
I got him, Hooker.
Now, look, Whitey, I got certain rules in this gang.
Yeah, Hooker, I know. Get him.
Don't interrupt when I'm talking. First rule is never let a cop get away alive.
Yeah, Hooker.
Second rule, Whitey, have your gun oiled and ready for shooting at all times. Your gun's rusty. Look at the dirt get on my handkerchief when I wiped it. Ruined a brand new pocket handkerchief on me.
Well, I didn't
Suppose
know.
Suppose I was in a spot. I told you to shoot and your gun jammed because it was rusty.
Yeah, well, will I
string him up, man?
Oh, Hooker, no. No, don't talk to me. I won't forget the next time. I swear I won't.
Whitey, next time you forget is the last. Okay, the third rule is, if you're ever caught by the cops, don't talk. You ever do talk, Whitey, I'll get you no matter what prison they put you in. You'll die a worse death than you ever dreamed of.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Ollie, you understand that?
Sure, we got you.
All right, then come up around the table here. Hear my plans on some new job.
Hello? Police!
get here quick. Some gunmen just arrived and shut up the place next door. There were about five of them. Yeah, they drove off in a black car. Get here fast. Hurry.
Urgent. Second holdup reported. Liquor store. Gunmen escaping in black sedan. Are armed. Approach with caution. Time, 12 o'clock midnight.
All right, turn right on the next corner.
Right, okay, yeah.
Pull up in the middle of the block.
Uh-huh.
The other boys are robbing that gas station. We'll take this place.
Okay.
I'm allowing you just 2 minutes for this job. Get your guns ready.
Sure.
Set here.
You stay at the wheel, Jenks. All right, let's go.
It's a stick-up. We mean business. Get that thing. Get it. My wife. You've hurt my wife.
Not from back of that corner, you.
What'd you do to her? What'd you do to her? A murderer?
That's the way to shut these people up. Get the money, boys. I'll see if there's anyone in bank. No one back here. Okay, you got the dough?
Yeah, say we have, boss. And it didn't take 2 minutes.
That's the way to do it. Throw the fear of death into them. All right, let's go. Now, watch it. Don't trip on that thing.
My husband. They killed him, Captain. They killed him.
Well, take it easy, madam. The doctor says he has a chance. They're carrying him out to the ambulance now.
Brute. Murderers.
Lady, can you describe the gunman who came in your store here?
We were closing. We would have been closed in another minute, and then...
Well, you're badly hurt yourself. I won't ask any more questions. Now, Frank, help this woman out to the ambulance. Go to the hospital with him. If you get a description, phone at the headquarters. I'll be in touch. Okay, Sergeant. What did you find out?
Oh, nothing much, Captain. Some people across the street heard the shots, saw three men run out and jump in a black car. They moved so fast they didn't get the license or anything.
I have an idea who pulled this job and all those other recent ones, but not a bit of proof.
Hooker?
That's the one, Sergeant. Hooker. Has all the earmarks of his gang. Fast-moving, efficient, brutal.
Well, we pulled him in 4 or 5 times, Captain, but we can never pin anything on him. Mm. Gang murder, the gas ration robbery. Even when we have witnesses, they shut up as soon as his name is mentioned.
Well, he's bound to make a slip sooner or later. If we can get one piece of evidence that'll stand up in court against him, we'll have... Wait a minute.
What is it, Captain?
Handkerchief on the floor by this counter looks like... rust on it.
Oh, yes?
Man's could be the owner's. No, it's too fancy. More like a pocket piece. Maybe one of the gunmen.
That would be a break.
Hey. There's a laundry marker we can trace.
Hey, let me run it down, Captain.
All right, Sergeant. Get going on this fast. I'll drop you off at the lab. I'm getting back to headquarters and see if the squad's around with any suspects. Let's go.
You can't hold me for no hold-up, Captain. I was having me beauty rest at Sam's flophouse when these crumb bumps of yours pulled me in.
That's enough out of you. Take him outside. Bring in the next suspect. Captain Durham speaking.
Captain, Sergeant Johnson. I've had luck on that handkerchief. I checked the police files and laundry, found the right laundry, and checked their records. The handkerchief belongs to Hooker.
Nice work. This is the first concrete evidence we've had on Hooker. This puts him right on the scene of that holdup and shooting. Let's get him.
Police were moving fast, gangbusters, listeners, to round up this vicious gang leader and his mob. But they're about to run into something they never expected.
Say, folks, next time you want a real
Hi, sports fans. You know, a pro athlete needs lots of Vim and Vicks.
Say, speaking of good things to eat,
back to school outfits for that special summer.
Never get the feeling that most radio commercials sound the same. You're right.
Like a big cat around curves. And
unless your commercial is created by people who really know their radio.
Rich tomato goodness in every bite.
Around here, if there's one agency that knows radio, it's the one that knows enough to bring you the great vintage radio of the Van Crystal Radio Theater. Van Crystal Associates Advertising.
Great warehouse sale. Save 10, 20, 30% and more on famous names.
If you're a radio advertiser, why don't you give us a call? You might end up with some commercials that don't sound like all the others.
And if you like chicken, you'll love...
Ask for it, Mike.
Van Crystal Associates Advertising, Boston.
Do it today!
You'll be glad you did.
And now back to Gangbusters.
And once again, we hear from tonight's narrator, Mayor Fletcher Bowron of Los Angeles.
As soon as the police got evidence on the gang leader, Hooker, they moved quietly into the area where he was hiding out and surrounded the whole neighborhood. It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right, men. This is the gang hideout. Keep in the shadows. Someone may be watching.
Right, Captain.
Have your guns and flashlights ready. I don't know what we'll run into. Okay, now careful upstairs. It's the door at the head of the landing, spread out flat against the wall. Sergeant, try the door.
It's open, Captain.
Open? I don't like that. On your toes now. Okay, Sergeant, push the door.
Empty.
There's another room over there. Come on. This is it, boys. I hear someone in there.
Get the light, Hooker. Let go of me, will you?
This one? Get the
cuffs on. Here's the last one right here. There you are, Captain. All three of them, cuffed and waiting.
You cats think you're doing anyway.
I'll tell you, Hooker. We've got you for assault and armed robbery. Lucky for you, that storekeeper didn't die. It'd be murder.
You guys brought me in before. You couldn't hold me. You won't hold me now.
This time we've got the goods on you.
That's what you
That's
said.
Enough out of you, Hooker. All right, men, take them down to the squad cars.
Hooker was brought to trial, gangbusters, listeners. And as I said, the unexpected happened.
Calling Captain Durham, car 32. Captain Durham, car 32. Come in, car 32.
This is car 32. Captain Durham speaking. What is the dispatcher?
Captain, this is Johnson. The Hooker case. It's out the window.
What? What do you mean?
Yeah, I've just come from the courtroom. Two of the gunmen pleaded guilty, but they swear Hooker wasn't with them.
But the handkerchief, how about that?
One of the gunmen says he stole the handkerchief from Hooker, that he was wearing it and dropped it, not Hooker.
He's lying.
Sure he's lying, but it's that fear angle again. He'd rather go to jail and squeal on Hooker. We haven't any corroborating witness. Storekeeper couldn't identify Hooker.
Good Lord.
So the two gunmen are going to jail, but Hooker's going free. Captain, are you there?
Okay, Johnson. I'm coming over to the court right away. Meet me.
Shall we go in the courtroom, Captain?
No, we'll wait here in the car.
They're coming out. Captain, look. Here comes Hooker, scot-free.
The smirk on that face.
Yeah.
Well, officer. Told you couldn't hold me. And you went to so much trouble.
I know how you feel, Captain. I know just how you feel.
No, you don't, Sergeant. We've still got a surprise for that wreck. Let's stop at the federal building a minute and then get out to Hooker's place before he gets there himself.
Put them up, Hooker. You're under arrest.
Hey, what is this?
Put the cuffs on him, Sergeant.
With pleasure.
What is this? You guys again? Just turn me loose. You guys know that. Are you crazy?
We want you on a different charge this time, Hooker. A federal offense.
What?
For stealing government property.
You're nuts.
80,000 gas coupons were stolen from U.S. government offices. We found them hidden here in your apartment, and there's a brand new warrant for your arrest.
Huh?
So turn yourself around, Hooker. You're going right back to jail.
Captain, listen. Bulletin 305. Ernest Hooker, criminal, tried today in federal court on charges of conspiracy and receiving stolen government property. Found guilty. Sentenced to 7 years U.S. Penitentiary, McNeil Island, Washington.
Relax, Hooker. You can't open them cell doors. After a year, you ought to know about cells. We got no plush rugs, no lace curtains.
But the bars is the finest steel in the country. Take it easy and get acquainted with your new cellmate.
Shut up, you mug. Get off that bed. That's my spot.
Says who?
Get up, I said.
I'll kill you for that, hooker.
You get that knife.
I'll cut your throat.
You cut my throat.
You. Ow! My arm!
Drop the knife. Drop it. How easy does it, guys? You're okay. You're the guy I'm looking for.
Huh?
I knew I'd find someone tough enough in this prison to fight back. Make a break with me.
You can't break out of here, hooker. This place is right in the middle of Puget Sound.
I'll get out of this prison or run blood.
I don't know.
Afraid?
Do I look afraid?
Good. Here's your knife. We may have to kill some of the guards.
I'd like to kill them all.
Now just take it easy. Gotta wait for the foggy night. Next night a heavy fog rolls in. We're rolling out.
Attention, California State Patrol and West Coast Police. Ernest Hooker has just escaped McNeil Island Penitentiary. Hooker, extremely dangerous. May attempt to return to Los Angeles. All right, officer.
Hi, Captain.
Now, this meeting is short and to the point. If Hooker tries to sneak back here to Los Angeles, he's not going to last 1 week. Special squads are watching all honky-tonks, pool rooms, bar rooms, shady rooming houses, every place he may show up. We're cracking down on the underworld without let-up. They were afraid to testify against Hooker before. Well, this time, they're going to be afraid to hide him out.
Baby. As long as your name ain't Hooker, it's okay. The way the cops are looking for that guy, I don't want no part of him.
Quiet, we're police. This is a raid. Now, you officers take that side of the room. Check everyone. Come on, Sergeant. Let's look these people over. We're bound to find Hooker in one of these joints.
Open the door right away, Hooker.
Well, I wanted to be sure it was you.
I give you the code now.
I know, but I ain't taking any chances. It might have been cops.
I don't blame you, Hooker. They're ripping this town apart looking for you.
Yeah. I know all about that. I've been listening on the radio. Here, I shut this thing up. Yeah. Get the dough?
I couldn't get none, Hooker.
What do you mean you couldn't get none? I gotta have dough. I'm broke, don't you understand? I got to get out of this town. I can't stay hid up here like I've been the past 2 weeks.
Take it easy, Hooker. You should never come back to Los Angeles.
Don't tell me that. I'm going nuts. Every sound I hear, cops. I look out the window, cops. Cop cars going by, cops on the radio. I can only stand so much of this.
You got it bad, Hooker. You ain't helping yourself.
You should have got that money. You should have seen Link.
I did see Link. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, then where's the dough?
He won't give it, not one red cent. He don't want no part of you. Says you're too hot.
The dirty skunk. I made that guy. I made him what he is. Now he gives me the cold shoulder.
You don't have to tell me. You're on the spot, Hooker. I'm sticking with you, but I'm taking a chance.
You mean the cops trail you here? You mean they're coming here?
No, let up, will you?
Oh, we got to change this hideout. I don't trust
that. Don't get on that merry-go-round again. It's the best place we could be, a ground floor. If we got to move fast, we duck out the window.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't know. Look, Tony, I got to get some dough. Now, go try Barney.
Barney?
Sure, he's my pal. He'll help me.
I don't know.
You gotta.
Okay, only it'll take some time. I may not get back till midnight.
Midnight when we used to go to work. Now they read it on me. But I'll get out of this. I'll get them yet, Tony. You'll
see. Easy, will you? You'll have the hotel people in here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, look, I'm going, Hooker. I'll be back as fast as I can.
Yeah, get back fast, Tony. Get back real fast. I don't like to be alone.
Okay, Sergeant. Now, cut into the curb.
Yeah.
Get him up, Tony. You're covered.
Copped.
Yeah, we spotted you a block back. Where's Hooker?
I don't know. Never mind. We'll get Hooker. Okay, Sergeant. Frisk him.
Yeah.
There's something, Captain. Mm-hmm. A hotel receipt.
So what? I ain't staying there no more.
We'll see about that, Tony. Check up on this hotel, Sergeant, and if Hooker is hiding out there, don't try and take him alone. I'll come right out with the squad.
Time. I can't live this way, closed in by 4 miles. He said he'd be back by midnight. He said. Maybe I'll hear something on the radio. Maybe he ain't coming back. Maybe he's run out on me, too. But that's.
Car 19, investigate corner house, Ocean Road. Man came home late, his wife is hollering. That is all.
That's nothing about Tony. Everyone's left me. A whole bunch has left me. If I ever get out of this, if I ever... What's that? It's you, Tony. Tony, is that you? Who's out there? Someone's outside that door. Cops, I'm getting out of here.
Not here, Sergeant. Get out that window, Captain.
Pass him.
There he is.
Halt, Hooker! Halt! Look out, Sergeant. He's going to shoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
He ran back to those cars.
Yeah, I can see him. You get him?
I'm not sure.
Stop!
Take careful aim.
Got him.
He's back of that auto, but he may be playing possum. Careful. Okay, Hooker. Had enough?
Yeah, I've had enough. Send me back to jail. I've had enough.
Well, it's time now for our radio buff contest of the week. Each week following our Van Cristo Radio Theater presentation of Gangbusters, currently, we present a radio buff contest in which you may be the winner of a copy of Orson Welles' famous production of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. Last week, we asked you a question concerning a brief introduction to a famous radio adventure series. We asked you to tell us what was the name of that series. The answer was Terry and the Pirates. And our winner, drawn from all the correct entries received, Mr. Robert Horton of Bennett Street in Woburn, who will soon be receiving his copy of The War of the Worlds. And now to tonight's contest. This familiar concert melody you're going to hear introduced a daytime radio serial which dramatized the story of a United States woman senator who succeeded her husband, who believed dead, was actually fighting under an assumed name with American forces in North Africa. will you please tell us what is the name of this theme melody? Mail your answer before this Tuesday midnight to Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. One winner will be drawn from all correct entries. The judge's decision is final. So mail your answer now to the Radio Buff, Van Cristo Radio Theater, 18 Newbury Street, Boston, 02116. And now a final word from our Gangbusters participants on this evening's broadcast.
Yes, Gangbusters listeners, it was the fine work of the Los Angeles police and their relentless searching for Hooker that finally drove him out of hiding. There's no telling how many innocent lives were saved by his recapture. Hooker went back to prison, and he's there tonight as you listen to this case.
Thank you, Mayor Fletcher Bowron of the City of Los Angeles, for this stirring case history. And Gangbusters congratulates to all the Los Angeles and California police officers who helped end this criminal career.
You're indeed welcome, sir. Gangbusters is doing a good job in supporting the efforts of our law enforcement officers.
Tonight's case was dramatized by John Mole and directed by George Zachary, with Chuck Webster and Bill Zuckert in leading roles. Roger Foster speaking. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.
And it comes to you by delayed broadcast every Sunday night at 8 o'clock on the Van Cristo Radio Theater on WCRB.